Hello, welcome to Macro ESG. Today's Sunday, June 13th, 2021 at 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. My name's Greg Beyer. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. It's on Apple, Spotify, Google. You can click the link in Anchor and it'll go out to lots of other providers. Also, please go to macroesg.com and scroll down a little bit and drop your name in for the newsletter. And we're always very keen to know who's following us on the podcast, and it'd be great to get to know you. So today's piece is an ideas piece, and it, again, follows the June 4th idea a little bit more. So here we go. Ideas: short NASDAQ 100 futures on U.S. 10-year yield decline. The decline in U.S. 10-year yield is a decent confirmation of our bearish U.S. equities view. So we're putting on an 84% NASDAQ 100 futures short in the leveraged aggressive model portfolio. If we're wrong, then leveraged aggressive will lose 69 basis points on 104% gross short position. Analysis. Here we go. Number one, bearish confirmation. When we published our negative view on U.S. equities early on the morning of June 4th in Ideas, Sell All U.S. Equities Now, Decline Will Be Worse Than 2020, we decided that a bearish equities confirmation would be if the 10-year yield started to decline. Why? Because it would be a sign that speculative investors were getting out of equities and getting into treasuries for safety. So in this particular instance, a rally in the U.S. Treasury market is a negative signal for U.S. equities. And also, it's not just a safety play, but you know, the way the U.S. markets have come to work, that if you want to basically make money on some kind of bust or problem, if you see it coming, you just go long, longer, sort of on the long end of treasuries, and you get the appreciation. Number two, price action. The way that the 10-year startled the market with its strength last week and held steady at 1.459% Friday afternoon convinced us that it is time to put on a large NASDAQ short. Number three, inflation. We have no opinion about inflation other than if the U.S. equity market goes down soon, then this will be deflationary, as so much money will be lost. It will certainly be a hit to consumer sentiment. Number four, G7 meeting failed. The meeting failed to produce a definitive, strong appearance on important issues. The West is weak. Negative for equities. Strategy: long-term model portfolio. It's still 100% T-bills. Leveraged aggressive model portfolio. So the new short, the new position is short 84.1% notional September NASDAQ 100 futures at 14014.75. That was this evening, with a stop at 14074.75, with a risk of 0.36%. The trade target is the 16-ish low of 38.50, with really an enormous risk reward ratio of 1 to 169.4. We also rolled the June September S&P futures position to the September and put the new numbers in. And the long only unleveraged model portfolio is still 100% T-bills. And put in a little chart so you can see underneath it all the move down in yield that we've had recently. And so this is the way we're reading the decline in yield in the 10-year. And we think it is a sign of impending equities weakness. So all in, we are gross short 104.1%. Yes, that's correct. Maybe just right around that number. And if we're wrong, the leveraged aggressive model portfolio will lose 69 basis points. And so that's where we stand. And a bit more is coming out from MacroESG, so stay tuned. And look forward to seeing you join the newsletter. Take care. Have a very good, safe, and hopefully a pleasant weather as the summer starts in the Northern Hemisphere. And to our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, I wish you a decent winter. All right, take care. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.